Baruch Adonai. Dvar Halacha Thursday night, or L'chav Tammuz.
So tonight, tonight's Dvar Halacha. I guess they forgot my drasha from 2 weeks ago. All those people. I guess so. So tonight's Dvar Halacha is featuring a Dvar Halacha from Rabbi Ari Ankin's new sefer, and you can get it from him. It's called Ramat HaShulchan. I guess it has to do with where we are. But I'll coupon him. You can see him afterwards to buy a sefer. And actually, if you buy the sefer, you don't have to come to the Dvar Halacha anymore, because that's what this is. That's what this is. These are full of such Dvar Halacha that tell you things that either you didn't know or you thought wrongly. Anyway, tonight's an Ezra night, Thursday night. So I found in the sefer discussing the inyan of yichud by an adopted child. It's a very big problem. Certainly people, l'chora, should be encouraged to adopt. Sometimes people want to adopt for various reasons. And then the question becomes yichud, plain and partial, a simple inisa yichud. So the sefer brings down the Maamar Mekaymus for those that are meikil, the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Moshe amongst them, that are meikil, either call it psychological reasons, that it's like your child and there's no chashash. You'll say if it's an issa d'oraisa, when does that psychological thing come into play? So the best precedent for that would be every husband with his wife who's an idah. So you say it's pas pasalo. So, right? So you see that psychological forces do come into play. So there's a discussion here, the Mekilim, then it brings down. Also the issue is, of course, hugging and kissing. Certainly past a certain age, I say certainly, if you see here the Maamar Mekaymus, certainly past a certain age one should definitely be nizer in it. It may be yichud, you could probably be more meikil. Because you do find baila be'er, for example, is like a psychological thing in which we're mati yichud because of chazal perceived a certain, a certain psychological richuk that would exist. And so it's yichud, right? It's not, sometimes you have situations where it's not yichud, but something like baila be'er is purely, like I say, psychological, that it won't happen. So here also he brings down that maybe that's that maybe there shouldn't be an issa yichud because of such a chashash, because of the spouse. Akoponim, there's mekilim, but there are, however, machmirim. And he says the contemporary authorities agree with the machmirim. Shevet HaLevi he brings down, so there are machmirim. And a person, certainly before they adopt, should ask a shayla, how they're going to be no egg, because that make a difference in their decision of adoption. Okay.